and you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Outside the New York State office building in Harlem on a hot summer day, prison reform advocates stand with New York City Quakers. They oppose solitary confinement and demand an end to the inhumane treatment of inmates. Right now, about 5,000 inmates in New York are in the SHU. They are in solitary. Some are held for 23 to 24 hours a day. Some have been in solitary for years, sometimes for decades. Advocates say it's called solitary, but what it really is torture.
Well, we've always felt that all kinds of prisons need reform, but solitary confinement is perhaps one of the worst parts of it.
Sally Campbell is with the Morningside Quakers.
There's so many other issues that need to be, and of course the racism of it. But the Quakers have always felt that every single person has God's love flowing through us, and we should be allowing that, not stopping it. And if you're going to be put in solitary for years and years, you're going to go crazy. And in some situations, people go straight from solitary onto the street. And that certainly is very dangerous for the rest of us, much less for the person themselves.
What's really needed are alternatives to incarceration.
That's exactly what the bill means.
The legislation Campbell is talking about is the HALT Solitary Confinement Act. HALT stands for Humane Alternatives to Long-Term Solitary. The bill would replace solitary confinement with more humane and effective alternatives. Right now, it has 61 sponsors in the New York State Assembly and 17 sponsors in the New York State Senate.
This bill would follow international standards and what the United Nations has said, and no person could be held in solitary beyond 15 days.
Scott Peltroids is with the Correctional Association of New York and also the New York Campaign for Alternatives to Isolated Confinement. He says what's needed is for Governor Cuomo and heads of the New York State Senate and Assembly to push for this bill.
This bill would follow international standards and what the United Nations has said, and no person could be held in solitary beyond 15 days.
Peltroids says his grassroots campaign works hard to engage people who are incarcerated.
Yeah, we work very hard to engage with people who are currently in solitary confinement. Our campaign is comprised of people who have come home from prison, from solitary, as well as family members who have loved ones and friends inside. And at the Correctional Association, we have a right to go investigate conditions inside of the prisons. And so through correspondence with, interviews with, and meetings with people who are incarcerated, we learn about and hear about the horrible impacts and the torture that people suffer by being held 24 hours a day for months and years at a time, and the devastating mental, physical, psychological impacts that that can have on people.
Diana Smith Barker is a Quaker demonstrating against solitary. She holds a sign which says, "For the memory of Kalief Browder, HALT Solitary!"
Yes, he was a young man that was accused of stealing a backpack, which I believe he didn't do, and then he was held in solitary from the age of 16 for at least 2 or 3 years. And then after he was released, he was so affected by the experience that he committed suicide. So that was a tragic result of solitary confinement.
Hakeem Browder is the oldest in Kalief Browder's family. He says his mom is totally devastated and blames herself for what happened to her son, only 16 when he was arrested.
Yeah, my mother, she's been depressed ever since it happened, ever since he's been in jail, because, you know, my youngest brother. And then on top of that, she feels guilty because that was her first time allowing him to get out and go to a birthday party that he wanted to go to. And so we don't run the streets, so my mother allowed him permission to go, have him a curfew at 11 o'clock, so he was making his way home when he was stopped and accosted by the police, and then inevitably given the alleged crime of robbery for stealing a backpack, which, I mean, she has guilt on her now, because if she says, like, you know, if she didn't let him out, It wouldn't have happened, but it would happen. Any black and brown person is going to be accosted by the police.
But it was her baby.
On top of that, yes, and that was my youngest brother. So my mother now, she's like, she was making public speakings and stuff. But if they don't take responsibility for what they do, it means we're speaking for no reason. And so she's been left with staying in the house and depressed. And when it comes to my other brothers, I mean, we got a big family. We got 6 brothers and 3 sisters. when it comes to our family, we're broken up because I go out on all the time. I represent the campaign to shut down Rikers.org. And when it comes to campaigning and petitioning and marching, I mean, the family's divided. Like, some of us believe that, you know what, enough is enough, and we don't want to see it anymore. But then there's the other family that says, you know what, the government should be doing what's right, so leave it to them. But the government doesn't do what's right if it's not in favor to the government. And to admit that they killed a black child or taught him how to kill himself, they would never do that. So it breaks up the family, and then the family didn't get any, justice when it comes to how do you send someone home without any mental health alternatives. So we came up with, as the campaign to shut down Rikers, we came up with alternatives to prison. And we're petitioning, and we got the ears of Cuomo and de Blasio, because they said if we can get 2,500 petitioners, we can have a platform to speak why we need a jail-free NYC.
Akeem Browder says listeners can sign on to a campaign to shut down Rikers. Go to shutdownrikers.org. There is a petition sheet that links you to change.org. Akeem Browder says he is fighting to close Rikers because he demands justice for his brother Khalif.
When it comes to my family, I go all out. I put my life on the line. I've been out here. I don't know if you've seen me, but I've been out here since day one. And before that, I was with a group called Y Accountability. I come out for People's Monday every Monday, ever since 2014 with Eric Gardner.
Say their name.
Yeah. So we come out and bring awareness to the people, but then there's the other half of us that say enough is enough. And when we have a growing population of enough is enough, eventually there's going to be a revolution, and it has to be. The government is using us as tools for their enrichment, and the families are being left in the wake to pick up the pieces.
Browder says he has no faith in the Democratic presidential candidates running for office.
Our black and Hispanic votes are going towards presidents who aren't doing anything except for in favor of big businesses and whites and privileged. I mean, we're not saying black lives don't black lives matter above all other lives, because realistically, black lives matter because we're oppressed. And until people start realizing the oppression that happens when it comes to black and brown Hispanic people and Hispanic people, they will never understand the things that we go through. Like walking down the street because you went to a birthday party, you can be stopped by the police and accosted, abused, neglected, and not even fed.
Targeted. Profiled.
Yes. I mean, there's no limit to the things that they think they can do to us. And then they push this statistic of black on black crime. Well, you know, you don't say the same thing when blacks are killing blacks. But guess what? We've seen the statistics, and you can go on DOC.gov and see the statistics. Black on black crime is down to 3.5%. So that's a significant number compared to where it was with 11% when Obama went into office.
And Browder takes issue with Glenn Martin. Martin is a prison reform advocate, formerly with the Fortune Society, who heads Just Leadership USA. His group works to cut the U.S. prison population in half by 2030. Martin wants to shut down Rikers, but Browder takes issue with his plan in favor of smaller prisons.
Realistically, what he's saying is we want to close Rikers and build new jails in our city. Why would we do that? Think about what we have right now. We have a systemic culture of violence in our community, in our jails.
We have a school-to-prison pipeline.
And we have a systemic culture of violence, sexual abuse, and neglect on Rikers Island. Why would we take those officers and put them in other jails because they look better, because they're cleaner facilities?
So the answer is alternatives to incarceration.
The answer is alternatives to prison. We want to see a jail-free NYC.
Over at City Hall Park, renamed Abolition Square, there's a makeshift library with a message which shows how Khalif Browder remains in the hearts of many a New Yorker. It says, "Dear Khalif Browder," it's surrounded by three hearts, "I'm sorry they tortured you until you couldn't take anymore and took your own life. I will always remember you. We know your story. Rest in power, Khalif. We'll fight for you."
No more solitary confinement. The path to freedom ain't quiet. Justice for prisoners. No more solitary confinement. The path to freedom requires justice
for prisoners, no more solitary confinement.
License and freedom is quiet. Justice for prisoners, no more solitary confinement. The path to freedom ain't quiet. Justice for prisoners, no more solitary confinement.